You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 496. Holy cow, thanks for hanging out with us guys. We appreciate it very, very much.
We do. Thank you again for the reviews, and thank you again for sharing the podcast. It is a new year, and last year we broke the 500,000 mark thanks to you, and maybe thanks to you we can break the million mark this year.
You guys rock.
You know, our whole goal is all about progressing this industry through knowledge and education. So please help us do that and take a second to share this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, wherever. Just one share could seriously help us out. But also what could help us out is if you review the show on iTunes or wherever you download podcasts. But we just want to say a special thanks to our sponsor, which is Rob today.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird? His bald head is the sponsor of the day. What is he sponsoring? He's sponsoring the book Living the Drone Life. That's the book that we wrote together, Rob. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was kind of
seems like yesterday and yet a million years ago.
I know. What that means, but I'm really excited about how that book is doing. If you read the book, please leave us an Amazon review. Our Amazon reviews are still going up. I had to give Eric Chang a book. I gave away three books at CES.
Nice.
And the whole idea was to give it to someone random who was interested in drones, someone important who has a big following. And I actually always wanted to give Eric a book, so it was perfect.
Cool. It's nice to have a book to give Eric.
Yeah, That's pretty cool. I just put four in my backpack, and I was like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, so, nice.
There was one security guard who was talking about the GoPro backpack, because I had the GoPro backpack on, and he's like, that's such a cool backpack, man. And I was like, honestly, normally I would be like, meh, GoPro, but like, honestly, this is a really cool backpack. I was like, check this out. I was like, but you don't want to buy a GoPro? Like, check out the Osmo, like, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, it started a whole conversation.
But thanks for the bag, yes.
Yeah, and he was like, well, how did you get all into this? And I'm like, oh, well, I fly cameras for a living. He's like, you fly drones? And he's like, dude, I've heard about like the drone life and everything. I'm like, oh, that's funny. I wrote the book about that. And yeah. I gave him a book. And he was like, you really did write the book on that. And I was like,
you know
yeah.
what? That's cool, because that could be what gets him moving
yeah.
and gets him to go do what he would really love to do.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's the whole idea. I mean, I gave another book to my friend's intern's friend. So my friend Jason, who he'll be talking about some of the new tech stuff coming out from CES on our show. His intern, Abdiel, had a friend from Florida who was in town, and she read the book on the plane. One plane ride from California to Texas, read the whole book.
Wow.
She sent me a text, and she was like, I've been like dabbling with videography and photography, and I've made some money. But now after seeing this, wow. I am going to go right now and turn my life around and turn this into a business. And she just said, I've been sitting here thinking to myself, why am I not making the money now while I'm in school, because I have a bunch of time right now and I can do this. And I'm like, go do it, girl. Like,
absolutely.
Seriously, go for it. And she's like, thank you for giving this to me. Like, you just totally propelled me forward. And that's what it's all about. So if you need that inspiration, that motivation, check out droneyoubook.com. Check it out. I will stop ranting about it. I'm just happy that it is affecting people's lives. And that means so much to me, Rob. So I'm a happy camper over
That's
here.
That's awesome. I love happy campers. Yeah. I particularly like when you're a happy camper.
I particularly like when you're a happy camper.
That makes me a happy camper. And by the way, we do answer questions on this show, as you know. So if you have one, go to askdroneyou.com. Get those questions in. We know you're thinking about them, particularly after reading that book. I bet that just brings on a ton of questions. We'll send them in.
Yeah, definitely
we'll try
send
to get
them
to
in.
Them.
And it's also one of the benefits of being a DroneU member, which our membership is now growing at a rate I have never seen before. And it's amazing. It's truly amazing. So if you want to get your questions answered by industry professionals other than us, there's a group of like 500 of them. When you're a DroneU member, you become a part of that community and you're able to get your questions answered right away. You're able to get pricing questions answered. You're able to get frustration questions answered. Like if you ran into someone, there was a guy in Newport Beach flying the same day I was flying.
Yep.
And it's just funny because you can be in the same place with two different police officers and one knows and one doesn't. And his police officer didn't know the rule and he was educated and flawlessly executed Boom. That. Yeah.
You know what else the community has done, which is such a cool idea, and we have to give credit to Vic for kind of coming up with the idea and making us do this, is we have a very special page that is just for getting your videos and your work reviewed, because we get questions and people submit stuff to us. And the reality is, guys, we don't have time to deal with all those. I wish we did, but we don't. So created this group that's got hundreds of people in it now already after like 3 or 4 days. And you could submit your stuff there and have people that are doing what you're doing critique it, give you ideas. It's pretty cool.
Definitely.
It's very cool. And that's a membership deal.
That is, yeah. So it's crazy how the Drone U membership has gone from one just community group to now it's almost like three groups, because we've got the critique group, which is awesome. So if you're looking for constructive criticism, which the feedback loop is so important in business. So to have that is amazing. But also Drone U is doing something very different this year. I posted about it on Facebook yesterday. I asked the question, what do you want in 2017? Because it's a good question. You know, what do you want? And we actually wrote that on a whiteboard, like the one that's sitting next to me right here, and put it out on the ocean front. And as people were skating on the boardwalk, and as people rode by, they rode on it.
I love that.
Yeah. And then it was like, okay, now you know what you want. That's the first step. The second step is taking action to that. And really what I've learned in business is that the people who are successful, it's really broken down into one simple thing. They take consistent action. They don't sit around. They don't waste time. They're constantly productive. And frankly, that what do you want in 2017 translated into our third group, which is going to be the Drone U Freedom Journal group, which starts January 17th at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So noon Eastern for those of you lunch breakers on the East Coast. This group is going to help those attain what they want in 2017 in 100 days. We're going to hold each other accountable. We're going to go through the Freedom Journal, which is John Lee Dumas's book from the EO Fire podcast. And going down to Puerto Rico and seeing him was awesome. And now my girlfriend / fiance is dead set on moving to Puerto Rico June 2018. And after our meeting yesterday here at Drone U, it sounds like that's going to happen.
Hey, we want to help you follow your dreams, right? So Drone U will continue on. That's a long ways down the road.
It is.
But it is. It's a good example of kind of having a dream, setting the goal, and then now starting to plan for what we all need to do to make that happen. And I think that's exciting.
Yeah, and it's so only going to be for a year. It's just to be able to have that experience and learn from it. And I think those experiences really broaden your horizons, you know, because I'm going to a place where it's mostly Spanish, you know, people speak mostly Spanish, which in Nuevo Mexico, it's pretty much the same here too.
Certainly in parts. That is true. But the bottom line about this Freedom Journal opportunity for members, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backward.
It's true.
Right. There's no staying in the same place. You've got to be going one way or the other. So those that are going to be a part of this are really going to kind of propel that movement forward. And we're excited for them.
We are.
In fact, I was thinking as I was running this morning, I should be a part of this group.
Someone wrote yesterday when I announced it in Drone U, they're like, well, does my goal have to be drone related? Because I just really want to lose some weight. And the fact that I'm going to have 100 people to hold me accountable is really good. And I'm like, you know what? Me and you both, Terry. I want to lose weight too. So you know what? That's going to be goal number one.
We are not setting your goal for you. It's your goal, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I think, you know, part of the first meeting, part of the first group is we're going to go through what the book is, how the group is going to work, but also have a little brainstorming session on exactly what goal you want to hit.
Yeah.
Because your goal has to be a smart goal. It can't just be like, I want to change the world. That has to be measurable.
Measurable, that's right.
It has to be relevant. Mm-hmm. It has to be attainable, you know, and it has to be time bound. It's a smart goal, you know what I mean?
But it is your goal.
It is. But I have to say, relevancy is so important. So make sure whether you have a goal in mind or you come to this group with no goal in mind and you figure it out while you're in the group, which is fine, that it's relevant. It's relevant now, and it's going to be relevant for the next 90 to 100 days.
I have a goal. I'm not going to say it, but I have a goal.
No, you can't tease me like that.
I won't tease you. Well, I'm going to tease everybody else. I have a goal. I think I know what I'm going to do.
So I guess we're going to find out in the first meeting then, because we're doing this together.
Yeah.
Like most things we do.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Well, we
except fly, which is one. That's not my goal, but 2017, I'm gonna fly.
We're supposed to do Fly Fridays now. Remember?
Yeah, I'm in.
And since I'm not going to DC this weekend to see my family,
okay,
we should do it Friday.
That's a big development. Anyways, we should probably get to a question.
Yeah, We don't need to go down
having
that
fun.
Rabbit
Sorry,
hole.
Guys.
Hello, guys. My name is Manuel Victor Gonzalez Garcia Rodriguez from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, question about Linosite. Since I had a client, he wanted some footage from a church all the way to his house, which was 3 miles away. If I have 3 or 4 visual observers and I position them so they always have a lookout, they could always see the drone and I have live communication with them, can I fly the drone FPV while they direct me and tell me about the drone and whatever? Just, is that legal? Can you answer me that question? I just need to know. Thank you, guys.
I'm actually a little surprised we haven't had that question. First of all, thank you for the question. Great one. It's interesting.
This is something that was actually brought up in my meeting at the FAA, local FISDO. In fact, I need to go back over there and talk to them again. In fact, there's a lot of things I need to go do. Can I have 2 more of me, please?
I'd love 2 more of you, Paul.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't know if I can handle that. But who could handle 2 more of me too,
I
right?
could.
Oh, that's very
I
kind.
Could. Anyway, that being said, you know, this is called like a daisy chain setup. Imagine if your remote was daisy chained together with other people.
And if you think of it, it seems logical. But
not going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
And there is an alternative to make it happen, but the way that he's talked about doing it, he can't. He cannot fly 3 miles legally as of right now. Now, this is something that Huerta talked about at CES that he wants to see change. And by the way, we are going to see a new rule this year or in the next year concerning drones. I did just say that there will be a new drone rule, a new law.
Mm-hmm.
From the FAA this year or the next. We don't know when. We never will. That's like trying to decide 10 months ago who was going to win the election. No one had any idea.
Or if it's going to rain in 6 months.
That's exactly right. So right now, he will not be able to do it. You know, he said, well, can I fly FPV and these guys be my visual observer? First of all, they would all have to have radios so that they could, you know, properly...
Which he alluded to.
Yes.
That they'd be in communication.
Yes, but... You know, I don't really think this is a good idea, and I'm going to give you a few reasons why. Number one, he could fly, so he's talking 3 miles, so 15,000 feet. Now, I know this may sound ridiculous, but he could break this up into 1,500 foot or 2,000 foot increments,
mm-hmm.
and literally just fly, look at his map, mark that on the map, or use DJI Ground Station Pro. This is a great example of how that could be used. And then just systematically go from place to place to place.
You mean him, he physically going from place to place.
He has to physically fly 2,000 feet, move, fly 2,000 feet, move, fly 2,000 feet. He's got to keep it visual line of sight, and 2,000 feet is probably the very farthest he could take it and argue that he can still see that blip or pixel in the sky.
So that's really not that far.
No, it's not.
Right? I mean, it's, in terms of having to walk is what I'm saying.
In international waters off the coast of California, we realize that the Mavic Pro can actually fly unabridged, unbroken video feed 35,000 feet.
Is that right?
Think about how far that is.
That's a long ways.
That's double the distance he's talking about.
Wow, yeah.
That's
totally.
Almost 8 miles.
I would not have guessed that.
No, and it's, you know, the reason it can go that far is twofold. Number one, the efficiency of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So the Phantom 4 could never fly that far just because of the battery. Boom, right there. Couldn't happen.
Sure.
But the signal strength and however they're transmitting video is very interesting because we didn't have one breakup once.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So
we're learning more and more why it takes so long to get a Mavic.
Yeah.
So just all these cool features that keep finding out about.
I need to do a Mavic Pro video. But anyway, that was done outside of U.S. territory, you know, the
Sweet.
Test.
Right.
Is this something that we could see happen in the future? I think so, especially with what Huerta said. But right now, having multiple, visual observers would not work. He would just have to fly it systematically. He could also use Litchi and just map one straight line and then does one segment. And then Litchi takes the drone back to the end of that segment and then keeps going. So he does have a perfectly straight line. So there are ways to solve this problem, but legally speaking, beyond visual line of sight, he can't do it, but he could apply for a waiver to do that.
There you go. Okay. So that's a good point. Let me ask you this, and I don't know if there's even a way to do this. There may not be, but would another way to solve it be, instead of just visual observers, each of these people actually can take control of the drone?
Nope. That's also a daisy chain system too. In fact, they do that exact system at AMA air shows, where they've got one remote plugged into another one.
Yeah.
It's, what is it called? It's like a tethered remote, or I forget the exact name for it. But again, FAA, when we did our air show, no.
That doesn't make sense to me, because if you've got person A and then 2,500 feet away, you've got person B. Person A is controlling it, but then it gets over person B and he takes over, and now he's controlling it. He's no longer a visual observer. He's now the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying
no go. Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
I don't
not.
Like that.
That's something that I was talked about at the local FAA office. Huh. And I'm actually okay with that. In fact, there's a story I want to share. Remember we were talking about Copter Bill yesterday. Copter Bill.
That just makes me chuckle
every
time you say that.
Isn't that the coolest name ever?
It is cool.
I want to get Copter Bill a Drone U shirt that just says Drone U. Copter Bill. Anyway, but he posted a video where his buddy was flying Inspire about, I think it was 3,000 feet out, maybe, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And a hawk attacked his drone. So he was probably flying near a nest or something, you know. Hawk attacked his drone. Drone fell out of the sky, completely wasted the Inspire. I mean, like, the battery was just everywhere, camera everywhere, drone everywhere. And, you know, he was just saying, like, this is a perfect example of why beyond visual line of sight is not a good idea. Because if you have a bird attack, if you have an animal attack, and you can't initiate emergency procedures because you can't see the bird, like if a bird attacks you from the rear of your vehicle, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to even see that? That's why he said a visual observer and line of sight are so important.
Sure.
Because he could have avoided that situation had A, he been flying line of sight, and B, a visual observer said, hey, look, there's a bird about to attack you from behind, you know?
Yeah.
Because there are, this is something that I've been trying to figure out myself. I've tried multiple ways of getting rid of birds. I've gone to areas where I've seen other drones be attacked by birds, and I've tried to figure out, you know, like, how can this situation be ameliorated? And two things I've noticed. If you see birds, you know, like swoop diving you, I've tried the whole, like, you know, fly away and aggressively fly away and move away so that the birds know that you're not interested in them. You're not going to attack them. But then the other thing that I've done is, you know, that snap move where I can actually get the Inspire motors to stall and the propellers slap down. Yeah. I've done that to birds too. And all of a sudden all the birds went away.
Interesting.
So it was like you were saying, like, I'm the dominant one,
right?
You know,
like, back up.
Yeah. But someone was like, yeah, you really shouldn't do that to birds. And it's like, okay, all right, PETA, I get it. But at the same time, the bird's probably going to get hurt in the process of my 15-inch prop swinging at 17,000 RPM.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, let's be real here. I think Copter Bill has a great point about beyond visual line of sight. Since the FAA does listen to this show and we know it and they read our articles, maybe it'll be a good example for them to really think about beyond visual line of sight, because I think there are some great, 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 great things about flying beyond visual line of sight.
Right.
It's obviously necessary for package deliveries and whatnot, which I think we're...
to get my pizza.
And to get your pizza, which I think we're really still 5 years out from that.
Bummer.
That being said, I think it's a good point to think about potential issues that could come up in BVLOS.
And ways to solve those issues to make it work.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And we know that the FAA does not have the Talladega Nights mindset. If you ain't first, you're last. I think it's actually the opposite, where they want to see everyone go first, learn from their mistakes, and then come out with the best, which is kind of the Apple model. And I actually like that myself. So I don't think, you know, being the first is always good. It's always about having kind of the best product.
Yeah, so, for sure. Well, Manuel, hopefully we didn't rain on your parade, but we do want you to be safe and we want you to be following the rules.
Yeah, in conclusion, you can still do the shot. You're just going to have to break it up in segments and do it yourself. You still will need a VO if you're going to fly FPV because you can't seek and avoid. So make sure you do have a VO. But yeah, you can do it. Just no daisy chaining, no multiple VOs, no multiple controllers.
Interesting. All right, there you have it.
I think that answers his question. Anyway, guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload that question. If you listen to us on YouTube, subscribe. If you listen to us on iTunes, subscribe. That way the shows get downloaded automatically. And honestly, guys, just thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being advocates. If there's anything else we can do for you, just let us know. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.